One of the issues the strategy is considering is how to attract more people into key shopping areas in the island, such as St Peterport. This is what shoppers on their way into town had to say this morning.
The parking definitely needs to change. Every time I come in on a Saturday, it's absolutely hectic, and in the week. And also more shops, I think. I think I'd rather shop online. We don't have enough shops.
Yeah, I agree with that. A lot of empty windows and also the parking. It would be good if we had like a multi-storey car park, but I don't know where we'd put that.
Perhaps more parking, because it's quite difficult to park in town. That's about it, really.
If you relax the Sunday trading laws, I work normally a six-day week, so obviously I'll be able to come in on a Sunday and buy my bits for my Christmas shopping on a Sunday rather than going when town's heaving. That would really interest me, yeah.
Well, the report makes suggestions for improving the shopping experience in town by creating more pedestrian zones and redeveloping North Beach and improving the Pollet. Barry Dodd owns Soundtrack in Church Square, an area that's been suggested for pedestrianisation numerous times. He says he's sick of the idea.
The area is used tremendously for drop-off. So somebody runs in, comes up into the Church Square, drops their passengers off, and then moves off to park. For people who are less able to move about, and what's going to happen to the taxis, the church itself, for weddings, funerals, etc. There is so much movement, liveliness in that area. To close it would be a death knell.
And Colin, who has breathing difficulties and says he can't walk very far, says if you remove the disabled parking spaces in Church Square, it'd make life even more difficult for him, as he's already limited to the areas they can get to.
Probably as far as Creases, and perhaps so far on a good day, the arcade. But as far as going up, as far as Boots is concerned, impossible. And the ones at the top of Smith Street would be no good to me because I couldn't get back up Smith Street. I tend to shop more on the bridge, because it's more convenient on the flat. But at the same time, there are things you need to go into town for.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, frustrated as a Guernseyman, I can't even sort of get into my own town.
Well, other suggestions include more parking, encouraging more Sunday trading. Tony Robotham is the chair of the Guernsey Retail Strategy Group.
What we are suggesting is that we would like to just see a relaxation, just to allow retailers the right... Nobody would be forced to, but the right to trade on Sundays if they wish. And to try and find a way through that, what we're suggesting is perhaps a trial period for a year or two with some limited Sunday trading, free of restrictions and bureaucracy, perhaps just on the Sundays during the summer to begin with.
And that is just one of 31 proposals in the report. Some of them are long-term projects, some of which Mr. Robotham thinks could be in place in the next couple of years.